Nikki Eisen is the founder of CPA, Community Power Agency, nothing to do with accountants. Tell me about CPA, Nikki. Great to talk to you.
Lovely to speak to you too. So CPA, or Community Power Agency, not Chartered Practicing Accountant.
Okay, because that's an easy confusion. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. No, okay. Not an accountant. I'm an engineer. we support the setup of community-owned renewable energy projects across Australia.
Okay, so what sort of stuff are you thinking about? Is it solar? Is it wind? Is it wave? Is it all of those things?
It's all of those things. So we get approached by communities across the country who go, we want to do something about renewables. They might be doing it because of climate change reasons. They might be doing it because they want to reduce their power bills in their community. They might be doing it for local economic development reasons. Whole host of reasons that communities come to us and say, we want to do something. We've got this great renewable energy resource, be it solar, wind, small hydro, even potentially wave in the future. But we're not quite sure how to start. And so we give them a helping hand, and we also put them in touch with the now more than 70 community energy groups across Australia who are trying to do this.
So is this where, because I noticed that some energy providers do have a portion of green energy that they can sell. Is this where it's coming from, or is that from their own kind of studies?
There's a whole range of different ways that renewable energy is being deployed. So there are large-scale developers, renewable energy developers who build big wind farms and big solar farms. Then there's also all of the households who put solar on their roof and small businesses as well. And then local governments are also doing a whole range of things. And now the communities are coming together to own and develop their own projects.
Okay, so is this a brand new concept?
In Australia?
Yeah.
It's about 6 years old.
Oh, right, okay.
Globally, it's about 40 years old.
Okay, right. So, sorry, did it start in Australia?
No.
Hey, so, did you say six and then four? Sorry, is that my maths is dodgy?
No, 40 years.
Oh, 40. Okay, right, fair enough. Yeah. Sorry, I misheard that.
No worries. So the global community energy movement really started in Denmark.
Sure.
With the whole global wind industry and the modern wind turbine, as you see them now, with those three blades.
Indeed.
And the first one of those was built by a volunteer community of 700 people in Denmark.
What about, because the other great shining example of the art form is Iceland, because they have, you know, stunning complete power via geothermal sources like that. Did that, I mean, it'd be great to think that was sort of started in a similar kind of way.
I think that was more government-led, actually, but certainly across Europe and increasingly in North America as well, communities are playing a really critical role in this transition to renewable energy.
Well,
so in Germany, just one step.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. So in Germany, and we know Germany is a really big leader on renewable energy, 47% of all renewables is owned by communities, farmers and citizens.
Right.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. Well, you know, and it's one of those things where we can't just rely on governments or indeed businesses, you know, to do these things, because that isn't always going to necessarily benefit local communities. And how perfect to take the bull by the horns on this front. So whereabouts in Australia are some of these hubs organised?
So they're happening right across the length and breadth of Australia. So there's a new community solar project that started operating in the Kimberley recently.
That makes sense. Get a lot of sun.
Exactly. Down in Denmark in Western Australia, namesake of the country.
Of course, is that wind?
Yeah, so they have the second community-owned wind farm in Australia.
Fantastic.
They were just tipped to the post by a project in Victoria. But, they've been operating for almost 5 years now.
Well, that makes sense because, I mean, Esperance has got the turbines you described, in fact, on the coast down there. So it's the perfect place for it.
It's perfect. It's great. And then there's also a group in Fremantle who are trying to develop a community wind project to put on the Fremantle port.
Excellent.
Yes. And then there's community energy groups in Alice Springs, in Adelaide, in Western New South Wales, on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, lots down in Victoria as well.
Do you think,
across Australia.
I noticed that there is a fair grant, as part of the election promises, of course, that has been, promised do you imagine for power hubs like the ones that you guys are organising?
So there's been the ALP has actually come out with a policy that supports community energy, because communities are doing these amazing innovative projects, but they're really hard.
Yeah.
Because our energy system wasn't set up for local community-owned renewables.
No.
So the ALP's taken that on board, and they've come out with a policy that includes setting up these 10 community power hubs that will provide expertise to community energy groups, to social housing providers, to local governments, to be able to innovate and do local energy projects for the benefit of local communities. They've also provided some early stage grant funding and commitment to establishing a network so that people who are doing great things in Denmark can share their knowledge with people who are doing really good things or trying to do things in Kalgoorlie.
And this is important because, you know, you don't want everybody having to reinvent the wheel every time.
Exactly, and that's one of the things around community energy is it's really grassroots, it's really local, and it's based on doing things that are relevant for your community. But learning how to do an energy project is a really complex task because our energy system is really complicated.
Sure.
So we need to make it easier, and okay, we need to make it quicker, and that's what the Labor Party policy does. And we're actually expecting the Greens to come out with a policy.
Well, you would hope. It would seem appropriate that they would.
It would. Yes.
So yeah, we look forward to see, you know, how indeed this may, you know, in you know, its own accord, you know, create sort of enough energy to turn into a massive thing, you know, from, you know, what do they say, little acorns.
Exactly, from little acorns, big trees grow, and for us, it's about people taking the power back, and they are,
so to speak. But I like that, and do you know what? Also, it's a really great way to motivate. Yeah, like, well, me, but especially kids. Like, you know, all ages, but great to sort of motivate the next generation so that we have, you know, eventually a whole community that thinks this stuff is important.
Exactly. And, you know, putting community-owned solar on schools, on childcare centres, perhaps buying a share in a community solar project and gifting it to your kids, so that they get the dividend return on their 18th birthday, and that, so, you know, they're investing in solar. That might be something if you've got a little bit of cash around. You know, there's a whole range of ways that people can be involved in helping deliver this energy transition and delivering it in a way that really benefits all Australia.
Well, and yeah, I like it. In a way, well, and this is the important part about a community having a voice about it, in a way that doesn't always have, because it would be typical if this was to happen and, you know, the environment suffered as a process. Like, what we're trying to do here is save the environment, but, you know, this way it can kind of be something that can coexist with people and, you know, not ruin the world around them. And it's hopefully
it's a win-win.
It is, right?
Yeah.
There. Yeah.
It's a win for the environment, it's a win for the local economy, and it's a win for communities.
Yeah. Well, look, I hope more of the political parties realise the value in funding movements and you know, and ideas like this, and I wish you guys all the best. Where, if somebody's keen to start a project in their own community, where's the first spot to go to?
So you can contact us.
Yep.
We're at cpagency.org.au, or you can Google Community Power Agency. There are a number of other organisations out there, and there's also a Coalition for Community Energy, which has more than 70 member organisations.
Brilliant.
Who are making this stuff happen. Yeah, certainly we think that community energy is a win-win-win and something that all sides of politics should be supporting. So we're looking forward to seeing if the Liberals and National parties come out with something good, because they should.
Well, you know what? It makes economic sense as well, which is why it should appeal to them.
Exactly. And, you know, 47 or almost two-thirds of the 70 community energy groups, they're actually in coalition seats. And
yeah,
24 of them are in marginal seats.
Yeah.
So it's actually also politically
interesting. If ever there was an opportunity to vote locally, there's a great way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, look, it's been a fascinating chat. Nikki, I wish you all the very best. And if you Google CPA for Community Power Agency, you can find out more.